Hey there, this is Coach Matt for another Mediterra Dojo podcast. And I had a swimmer ask me, a long guy that I worked with many years ago, but we stay in contact. He asked me about longer strokes and should everybody aim for swimming with longer strokes? And it's a good question. People wonder that. Obviously, in total immersion, we are using stroke counting and stroke length as one of our first and primary indicators of improved efficiency. It's not the only one. It doesn't create a complete picture of efficiency. But examining stroke length and dialing it in is something that we know is important for a swimmer to do. And we've always, as far as I've always known in TI, it's never been about swimming with as long of a stroke as possible. Now, some competitors out there have maybe they've found reason to think that's what TI taught, or they've just tried to alter or manipulate the emphasis that TI has put on longer strokes to say that TI teaches you must swim with extremely long strokes. But we all know that extremely long strokes are just as inefficient as extraordinarily short strokes. I mean, the main point is you want to swim with a stroke that is optimal, not too long and not too short. That's optimal for your body and the event that you're swimming in and the conditions in which you'll be swimming that event. Okay? So if you're on sprints, if you're doing sprints in a pool, your stroke would be considerably shorter. And if you were doing longer distance swimming, then we would advise a longer stroke, or on the longer side of your suitable stroke length range. And if you were in open water and you were swimming in calm water or choppy water or small waves or really big swells, we could then advise changing your stroke length a bit more, like changing gears on a bicycle when the terrain changes. So there's reasons why we would use different stroke lengths, but these are not radically different stroke lengths. Really, even your shortest functional stroke length and your longest functional stroke length will be actually in a fairly small range. Okay? We're talking like centimeters of difference here. So keep that in mind. We're aiming for optimal stroke length. But there are good reasons to work and use temporarily to work with extremely long or longer than comfortable stroke lengths in your practice time. And I just wrote an article on this in the dojo called A Longer, Stronger Stroke. Okay, so you can look that up in the knowledge base under the library, under knowledge base. It'll probably show up there on one of the top of the list, or you can do a search for it. A longer, stronger stroke. And so that's basically advocating, giving you an argument for setting up practice sets that challenge you to use a longer than comfortable stroke length, because it's going to really challenge your balance, stability, and streamline skills. And then around those particular skills, it's going to provoke your body to improve muscular strength, very specific muscular strength around a very specific choreography. That's the thing that swimming with longer than comfortable strokes does for you. It's like lifting weights, but it's doing it in the exact precise motion that your swimming needs. So you're getting strong in the actual choreography that you need to sustain your stroke and make that stroke length consistent over the entire distance you want to swim. Because a lot of you can swim with what you think is your best or a good stroke length, but you can only do it for a few lengths and then you poop out, right? Right? Am I telling the truth? Okay. Well, the reason why is, yeah, you have the neural circuits, but you don't have the built-up strength around that particular skill. So basically this basic argument is, let's say you can swim with 21 strokes per length and you can do it and you can hit it easily on 25s with rest, and you can maybe do it for 50 or 75, or maybe you can even do it for a couple hundred, but you know, it just falls off after you reach X number of laps. And, but you know, you need that to hold up for 1,000 or 2,000. And you're like, well, Matt, how do I get stronger? Well, set up some sets where you're having to swim with one lower stroke count than that number. And now it's like lifting weights. Now require yourself, take rest, whatever, require yourself to move through that choreography that creates the 20 stroke per length. And your brain is gonna have to work hard to solve that problem, to create a 20 stroke per length stroke and then maintain it length after length, even with rest in between. And it's gonna be provoked to have to find improvements to your streamline, improvements to your transfer of power through the body. And then of course, at some point you're gonna just have to add more power. But by doing it in such a specific way, such a specific movement pattern, that movement pattern is going to get stronger. So then when you click back into your 21 strokes per length stroke after that practice or after a few practices, you're gonna be like, oh, hey, it kind of feels easier to do this 21 strokes per length. Well, guess what? Because you got stronger. Just like if you went in the gym, you know, if you were, you know, swinging a golf club or a tennis racket, and you went in the gym and you did specific exercises to help you improve the strength of that, and then you get back on the tennis court and you're like, bam, look at that. I can hit that ball so much harder than I could before. I can drive that golf ball a few more yards than I ever could before. Well, because you got stronger in a very specific choreography. Or I suppose they could put weights on the tennis racket, right? Or they could put, you could have a heavier head on the golf club and then swing that through the range of motion. That could distort the balance a little bit, but nonetheless, it's kind of the idea, right? You increase the loading, do repetitions, then when you come back to the original loading, it feels easier, a little trick in the brain. So that's a quick summary of the argument, but I think if you read the article, you're gonna get a little bit better description there. So swimming with longer strokes, even if they're longer than optimal, it's gonna work you. It's gonna work you hard. And as a matter of fact, I think doing distance per stroke work, making longer, when I'm working on longer than comfortable strokes, it is harder than when I'm doing tempo work, okay? It is. Just in a lazy sense, I'd rather do really difficult tempos, like on sprint work or something, than do the sets that I do where I have to hold my absolute best stroke length for repeat after repeat, because it takes a lot of concentration and my body would rather put effort into something that's easier to do, which is spin the arms. And it doesn't want to put effort into accelerating and holding my best form. So that's a reason why technique work, when coaching programs like ours that emphasize technique, we're trying to make swimming easier, but in fact, our manner of training takes more mental discipline than conventional training does, because we demand a higher standard, a higher level of quality in our practice sets than conventional swimming does. And so, yeah. So we require our mind to be completely engaged in the practice in order to accomplish the task. So, there's my little plug for our technical emphasis and training. So, in summary, yeah, if you have some indicator that your stroke is shorter than it should be, then yes, you need to work on gradually work on increasing your stroke length in good ways, healthy ways, and work gradually towards an optimal that fits your body, your event, and the conditions you'll be swimming in. If you're already swimming with stroke lengths that are within your optimal range, and you feel assured about that, then working with longer than comfortable strokes is still good for you, because it's going to improve your strength for your optimal stroke lengths, just like lifting weights, right? So just want to encourage you with that. So you're not going to swim with extraordinarily unsuitably long strokes. It's not functional swimming, but it is good for certain training purposes. So just want to make that clear. All right, so enjoy working on your stroke and occasionally be brave and pick up some, work on some particularly challenging stroke lengthening sets and exercises, and you'll notice if you stick with that for a while that it'll make a difference. All right, talk to you later.